Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to another episode of the Sound Heart Radio. This morning, our topic is the Antichrist, a nefarious figure that is presented both in the Old Testament and the New Testament. There are, in fact, many references to this very evil personage in the Word of God. He is to appear in the last days. Paul wrote in the first century A.D. of the last days. The Greek term that references the last days is eschaton. And so he is, that is, the Antichrist is a very prominent individual in biblical eschatology. So I'm going to be reading this morning from the book of Revelation, chapter 6, about this individual as an introduction. And the Bible presents a remarkable picture of who this individual is, his purpose, and what he will do. First and foremost, he is and will be the incarnation of the person of Satan. There is much information given about him in Revelation 13, where he is referred to as the beast in the English text. However, in the Greek, the word is therion. Therion means the wild beast. This morning, however, I'm going to be reading from Revelation chapter 6. Now, much of the information may be disturbing, but God has placed this information at our disposal for a reason, so that you and I might understand the characteristics of the last days and what they will be like. These will be harrowing times, and God wants us to know what will transpire, what will go on. So let me begin reading Revelation chapter 6, verse 1. And this, of course, is the Apostle John who received this revelation, that is the apocalypse of Jesus Christ, the unveiling of Jesus Christ while he was in exile on the island of Patmos, which is a small island in the Aegean Sea, for his faith. For his very powerful witness of the gospel. And the Roman Empire couldn't deal with him anymore. And so they exiled him to this island, and this is where he received the last book of the Bible, that is the Revelation, the capstone of the New Testament canon. So let me begin reading in Revelation 6:1. And I saw when the Lamb opened one of the seals, and I heard, as it were, the noise of thunder, one of the four beasts saying, "Come and see." And I saw, and behold, a white horse, and he that sat on him had a bow, and a crown was given unto him, and he went forth conquering, and to conquer. And so this is a reference to the person of the Antichrist, or one who opposes or who is against Christ. There is reference made to him also in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verses 6 and 7. But know what goes on here. War. And we see that this is a relentless foe. He sat on a white horse, and he had a bow, and a crown was given unto him. And he went forth conquering. The word conquering in Greek means to subdue and to conquer. In Genesis chapter 10, verses 8 through 14, we have the person of Nimrod, who is a type of the Antichrist. And there we read that he was a mighty hunter of souls before the Lord. I want you to get the continuity of the Genesis record and the record in the book of Revelation about this individual. Nimrod was a type of the Antichrist. And so he ruled with a bow. So, and we also note in Genesis 10 that Nimrod's rule was an offense to Yahweh. So, in Daniel chapter 9, we read about the 70th week, and we read about this dictator who comes on the scene, and he makes a covenant with the Jewish people. And this is also another reference to the person of the Antichrist. And so notice what follows in the second seal in verse 3. And I heard the second beast say, "Come and see." And there went out another horse that was red, and power was given to him that sat thereon to take peace from the earth, that they should kill one another, and there was given unto him a great sword. And so in verse 4, we have blood or homicide. We have irrational and psychotic murderous behavior. This is a flame-colored horse. And notice that peace is removed. Notice what comes first. The rider on the white horse went forth conquering, and to conquer he had a bow. And notice what follows in his path. The red horse or the flame-colored horse that brings homicidal behavior. And notice that they should kill one another, and there was given unto him a great sword. So we have a bow and now a sword. And verse 5, and when he had opened the third seal, I heard the beast say, "Come and see." And I beheld, and lo, a black horse, and he that sat on him had a pair of balances in his hand. And I heard a voice in the midst of the four beasts say, "A measure of wheat for a penny, three measures of barley for a penny, and see that thou hurt not the oil and the wine." And so we see inflation and the increase in higher prices within this destructive economic system. And so notice the relationship, the interrelationship that is going on here, that the Word of God is developing for us to see. Verse 7, we have the fourth seal. And I heard the voice of the fourth beast say, "Come and see." And I looked, and behold, a pale horse. In the Greek, we read greenish horse. And his name that sat on him was Thanatos, or death. And Hades, not hell, followed with him. And power was given unto them over the fourth part of the earth to kill with the sword, and with hunger, and with death, and with the beasts of the earth. Now, the sword here is the long and broad cutlass, or a saber. It is not the ramphia. or there's a similar, another sword called the Ramphia that's used with regard to the heart of Mary, which the Bible says a sword would pierce through her heart. The Macaria was a sword that was used by the Roman soldiers. And so we see that word used when Hebrews 4, we read that the word of God is a sharp, two-edged sword. So, in verse 9, and we hear, open the fifth seal, I saw under the altar the souls of them that were slain, the word the Greek breach, butchered violently. The souls of them that were butchered violently for the word of God and for the testimony which they held. Now, were these individuals beheaded or their throats cut? So, their life's blood was poured out as an offering to God. This is a disturbing passage, and it is also enlightening, because God wants the believing community to understand what is coming about, what will come about in the last days. When we turn to 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, we read in verse 3, don't let anyone deceive you in any way, for that the day will not come, that is the coming of the Antichrist, until the rebellion occurs and the man of lawlessness. Now, this is another name for the Antichrist. Here he is called the man of lawlessness. The man of lawlessness is revealed. The man doomed to destruction. Whenever there is a reference to the Antichrist or the man of lawlessness, or the wild beast in Scripture, there's always a following verse that talks about his destruction, that God will make an end of him. Verse 4, he will oppose and will exalt himself over everything that is called God or is worshipped, so that he sets himself up in God's temple, proclaiming himself to be God. Don't you remember when I was with you, this is Paul speaking, I used to tell you these things, and now you know what is holding him back or restraining him until the proper time for his strategic epochal manifestation, so that he may be revealed at the proper time. For the secret power of lawlessness is already at work, you and I see that daily now. But the one who now holds it back will continue, that is the Holy Spirit, to do so until he is taken out of the way. Then the lawless one will be revealed, whom the Lord Jesus will overthrow with the breath of his mouth and destroy by the splendor of his coming. The lawless one, at the end of verse 8, the word coming is parousia. And in verse 9, the coming of the lawless one is seen also as a parousia, when the emperor would come to a town. It was considered a parousia, a grand entrance, a grand, marvelous coming. And so the term parousia is for Jesus and for the coming of the lawless one. And notice, it will be in accordance with the work of the Satan, displayed in all kinds of counterfeit miracles, signs, and wonders. I will continue with this teaching in our next show. Please be in prayer about our times, our government, our people, our nation, our country. We need the Lord God in our presence. Good morning. My name is Dr. Josiah Rich. God bless you this day.